Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it.
Change it now.
Just you and
sure
me.
Me. Yes, indeed, everybody. Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. It's September 11th, 2016, and this is a 3-hour live program. And on RBN, and the call-in numbers, there's quite an array of them, but you'll be able to remember them as we go along. Call-in number is 512-716-1603 or 512-716-1883. Or 512-716-1897. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Parker Pathways has been on air on RBN for close to 10 years, and we have a varied audience covering in a not politically correct way, medicine, law, the world effects, things that you normally may not be able to touch base with because the general mainstream of things are such that you may not like what you hear in some of the ways of the world. And this is one of those, again, one of those programs. Of course, today is the 9/11, where, let's call it the way it is, Upper State New York plaque, says Islamic terrorist attack, and I think that's accurate, in one sense of the world. This week, it's also POW Recognition Day, which occurs on Friday. And also, at the end of this week, is the independence of Mexico. And, of course, today is Patriot Day, of course. The lunar eclipse is at the end of the week. And so, that being said, it's a very difficult day for the 9/11 ceremonies that are going on and what's happening with the world. I have a different wrinkle on a lot of this because being a person who lives two lives, one being here and one being kind of a helper, you might say, of Uncle Sam. But there are people out here that have touched base such a way that with people like Charlie Daniels, whom I've interviewed twice. Actually, I've interviewed three times. I've got another one interview that I've done very recently. which I'll have on the program. But he sees a lot of people. He's out there in the world as a Hall of Fame Western fiddler at the Grand Ole Opry, and he has opinions that are his, of course. I'd like to read you one concerning 9/11. And I like Charlie, and I can't play that fiddle, but he said he'll teach me a couple licks. That'll be all. I play other instruments, so we're very patriotic. So Charlie Daniels has an opinion that he has written to the world, which I'll read on air. It's titled, 9/11, What Have We Learned? There are days in a lifetime when a certain event is vividly and indelibly imprinted in our memory. You can call and recall even the mundane things that happened before and during after. I remember the location and circumstances when I found out the deaths of John Kennedy, Elvis Presley, Ronnie Van Zant, Tony Caldwell. And I remember well the morning my son Charlie called me and told me that a commercial airliner had crashed at one of the twin towers in the World Trade Center. My first impression of a terrible aviation accident was short-lived as soon as the second plane would hit the second tower. And the Pentagon and the crash in the field in Pennsylvania quickly followed. It was obvious that the mainland of the United States of America was under attack. I think the entire nation was in shock and trepidation and was waiting for the other shoes to drop, and having absolutely no idea how far it was going to go and how much destruction and carnage there would be at the end of the day. Of course, the government quickly grounded all military aircraft, and I'm sure that was below the public radar's protocols, went into effect, and our forces around the world were put on high alert status. The country immediately had several things in common: fear, confusion, and soon to follow, a white heart and hot anger. Not to be assuaged by the platitudes and public rhetoric, America wanted action. They wanted results. They wanted blood. And no amount of presidential statements about Islam being a peaceful religion would cool and placate it. Our lives changed forever that day, and you can't catch an airplane, attend a major sporting event, enter a building of any size without being exposed to the results of terrorism that had its finest day on September 11th, 2001. Of course, 9/11 was not America's first experience, and the dedication and deviousness of the Islamic radicals, but it was a time we had to face the fact that the attacks were not just on the streets of Tel Aviv or the backwaters of Africa anymore. They had arrived full-blown in our every doorstep, and America was going to have to deal with it up close and personal with a gaggle of, although admittedly fine, federal agencies, organizations splintered by budget battles, turf wars, bureaucratic bovine scantology, and hindered by the scourge of political correctness so prevalent in much of our government. We all know about the formation of Homeland Security and the myriad steps taken to pull our intelligence and security entities together to simplify and streamline the flow of information and resource. Did it work? Very well, to the point, but any organization under the thumb of elected officials is only as effective and efficient as the powers that will be, that will allow them to, and therein lies the problem. When the agencies charged in the protection of the public and the rooting out of the terrorists who hide among us have their hands tied by politicians, forbidden to go here or there, not allowed to profile, even when we know that the enemy or what the enemy looks like, and when the worst known terrorists in the world are set free to return to the battlefield, kill more Americans, and have to wonder if America really has learned its lesson. Will America have to suffer an even more catastrophic attack, a nuclear attack, chemical attack, biological warfare, before we're finally beaten down the hatches, pull out the stops, and do whatever it takes to truly keep this nation safe? We know ISIS and the other radical Islamic crazies constantly attempt to assert operatives into America. In spite of this, our president and the Democratic Party candidate want to allow thousands of refugees, which were already been told by ISIS will contain terrorists, into America, and our current president even refuses to properly identify our blood enemy. The question is, have we learned our lesson? Some of us have, but apparently some of us still haven't. Pray for our troops, our police, and the peace of Jerusalem. Charlie Daniels. God bless America. That was Charlie Daniels' treatise, and it was sent to me to do as I will, and I wanted my audience to hear that. Because what we have here is, I'm looking at this as another way. You know, it's 15 years ago, and I have an uneasiness about it because I know a lot about this. And I can remember one time there were some pundits on RBN. A couple of them passed away, and I think they were very famous names, you know, for RBN, and they invited me to a talk circle on RBN. I was new at the time, and I was glad, you know, I was honored to be asked by talk shows, you know, to be discussing this. And most of the discussion went really very much against the Jews. And I'm sitting there trying to work it through because I've dealt in the circles of government, so I didn't want to tell these people, these are famous, some of them are still alive, some of them are still on RBN, by the way, that I didn't want to, say anything. I was very polite, and but it's always bothered me, that circle and the people in it, and then very fine talk show hosts, and they all got their following. I think a lot of them are meeting in a restaurant in Austin, Texas today as we're on air. But the whole thing is, you see, I take it that the people to me that were involved in all of this had to have a lot of help. I have a pilot's license, and I can tell you right now, you don't go for training to learn how to fly a plane and not land it. You have to have help for that. You have to have money to support it. You can't just hold hands with a sheikh from Dubai, on a Texas ranch and make that look good. But that's the way it's communicated, hand touch, you work it through. You had to have a lot of help internally, too. You can't just make a flight pattern and make that work, You have to have a lot of help. And a lot of that's been kept from the public when you really think about it. And my tribute are to the people that lost their lives for real. And we're going to get into that today. And you may or may not like what you hear, but I'm not politically correct. And we're on RBN. And there's some things you need to know. And in terms of, I know that all the experts are meeting in an Austin, Texas restaurant and going to sell their books and do the thing. God bless them, But the thing is that, the people that fought these bastards on the plane, think about it. Those are heroes. In fact, you're going to die. You're texting your loved ones on the plane. You discover that you've been betrayed on your flight plan in certain ways, and people have conspired that are sitting in the passenger section, and you have to fight for your life to keep the plane from crashing. There's a story out in Pennsylvania, story, you know, when the setting of the tower plane crashes. And then, of course, there are all the theories about the destruction of the buildings, which we won't get into right now. I'm talking about the people. Think about that. The people that a lot of those messages have never been released to the public, you see. And the thing is, they had to fight for their lives in the air to try to take over the plane from these Islamic terrorists. Just think about that. My hat's off to them and to where it's going. That being said, there is a 9/11 bill which has been passed by the House and the Senate, and it's supposed to go on Obama's desk, and he plans to veto it. And it's a bill, really, simply that the family can go to court to represent themselves under circumstantial evidence in law for their loss. And of course, the reason this bill is very important is not only for the families of the 9/11, but also for the future terrorist attacks, which Charlie Daniels is alluding to. And I will add another piece to that. My private view is that a lot of people in America don't get it. You know, they don't think we're at war. They don't want the people on the ground. They don't want to have the pus, you know, but yet right open. No one hides it. You know, you're going to have people coming in to the country. You don't know where they're from. You don't have any vetting. You don't have, you know. And what about those families? And by the way, what about the children? See, in other words, the bill that's going on to the President Obama's desk has to do with the fact that the children don't get any benefit from this. That second generation children, see. So I have gotten permission from Charlie Daniels to put his, what I read to you the past few moments in our first 15, 20 minutes together before the break today, to place it on the congressional floor as an addendum. You can't do that video. It's already been printed up and it's in mock. And is that going to the president's desk so that he can veto it in ceremony? And but it can be placed, and it will be placed in terms of what's called documentary comment. And then I'm going to have a few of my own. And I feel that a lot of people in America need to really remember what a world disaster we are facing. The Hangar 17 at the Kennedy International Airport contained a lot of relics from the 9/11 terrorist attack, and a lot of those archives are being sent to a lot of cities to remember these people. But I'm adding what I just said a few minutes ago. I want a plaque to the people that fought those terrorists on the plane and placed in every city of this country that receives artifacts from the ashes of 9/11. We'll see you at the other end of the break. Call a number is 512-716-1603.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Parker Pathways, and before the break, I was alluding to many of the sites in America that have artifacts from Hangar 17 of the Kennedy International Airport from the 9/11 attack on the United States of America. And there's many of these memorials over the period of about the last 5 years. I've contacted, and they're really interested in their Heroes Park, the parks that they have, to give a higher rate of heroism, and not to exceed the firemen or the people at 9/11, not at all. But to have a plaque recommendation of the people that were on these planes, and America was under attack, and the people at the Elks Lodge, number 1493 in Bacon, New York, the Shoreline Trolley Museum in East Haven, Connecticut, the Fulton Montgomery Community College in Johnstown, New York, and the Fire Department of Weymouth, Massachusetts, the Patriot Memorial in Wilmington, Florida, and there are many, many hundreds of other sites. Including in England, Canada, Brazil, Germany, and Ireland. And there is a 9/11 Memorial Museum committee that is handing over to NATO a section of the World Trade Center steel once stored at Hangar 17. And the steel will have one of those plates that I recommended. And the steel will be transformed into a large sculptural memorial, and it will be placed at the NATO headquarters in Brussels. And it'll indicate that this was an event that touched everyone. And the passengers on those planes are going to be memorialized around the world in the NATO headquarters. The attack and how it strategic attacks would show the planned what you have in your map when you fly a plane, the trajectories of the pathways will be on a separate plaque. And so this will be the global impact that was associated with this World Trade Center will be seen throughout the world. And it'll be at the center of the NATO headquarters in Brussels. I didn't think it would go that far, but I'm glad it did. And when you think about what I'm getting to is the idea that my wish is that the American public will not go into a pre-9/11 mentality. In other words, there are many attitudes which cause a particular change in a population in a country. And the forces at work in other countries, the formation of ISIS, the Al-Qaeda's are still fighting. You have a resurgent Taliban. You have security weaknesses in Europe. In the United States, you have pseudo-Islamic terrorists that are in the United States. You have very formation of discontents in many ways. And there needs to be a different thinking as of the time we're in to give tribute to these people in 9/11. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Parker Pathways, and a lot of, most of the people in the audience give you some backstory that connects to 9/11 as we have it today. Most of the audience will have heard of Howard Hughes. He had a, in the 60s, he had a ship that was specially built, called the Glomar Explorer. And, at that time, the, Glomar Explorer was, very close to, the Soviet Union's largest naval base on the Pacific Ocean near Vladivostok. And the Russians at that time, according to history, had a diesel submarine, which was called the K-129. And it was a diesel submarine. It carried nuclear torpedoes and ballistic missiles with 4 megaton nuclear warheads. And there were Navy ships. The United States Navy Office of Undersea Warfare had kept track of signals by intercepting radio traffic on enemy submarines But for some reason, the message from the K-129 didn't come in. And so to make a long story short, the USS Halibut, which was a submarine that was capable of dropping a camera to the ocean floor at the end of this long cable, and it was to find the missing sub. And in those days, that, you know, to have nuclear warheads and torpedoes was a very advanced piece of warfare. And so they had an idea, the Navy, U.S. Navy had an idea where the recovery could take place if they found the sub that had sunk, because they had discovered that Russian submarines were coming out of Petrovostok at a high speed. And they realized that the Russians knew something was wrong, and so the Navy wanted to find out what was wrong. So the exact coordinates were 38 degrees 5 north and 178 degrees 57 east, and that was where the K-129 was eventually discovered. So the Navy had interest in seeing if they would recover the nuclear warheads and the torpedoes and the cryptographic machines and materials in the submarine, or, you know, help decipher the coded information. And so they decided that they would approach Howard Hughes and the Glomar Explorer and see if something could be done to make a submarine retractor that many thousands of feet down. So the Hughes Tool Company designed a 50,000-ton ship. It was 618 feet in length, and it was twice as long as the K-129 Russian submarine with the nuclear warheads. And it would serve as a submersible barge. In other words, it would actually lifting the K-129. And, of course, Howard Hughes was, at that time, interested in mining manganese nodules from the ocean floor, which was quite advanced in those at that time. So they retracted some of the submarine parts. The CIA actually might have changed the story for the public that they didn't get all of the submarine and nuclear reactions. The code name was Project Azorian, and that project is still classified. So what I'm telling you on air now is okay to do. And the government, Uncle Sam, is not going to let the public know if they actually retrieved all of this advanced nuclear material. But bring forth the 60s to coming into the 80s. Now, this is where yours truly come along. I've been involved in a project which I have never talked about, and this is the first time I've actually talked about it to the public. I had developed a, being in the military, in a form of medicine, I was working with something called DNA, and I am dedicating one of my life projects, which I have for some time, to the prisoner of war MIA, which comes up this Friday. It's POW MIA Recognition Day. And most of my advanced techniques I've been using and helping with Uncle Sam on is for identification of missing soldiers in the Korean and Vietnam in the Second World War. And most of the casualties have been over water. And it's very difficult to do DNA retractions in a altered material state of water. for bones and tissue and other forms of that. You see, when the Glowline Explorer pulled up the nuclear torpedo submarine from the Russians, there were six bodies, and which the public didn't know about, of course. And there wasn't any way to mark that. In other words, that was the beginning of at the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology to develop a process by which you could identify these bodies. And that was the beginning of this kind of work. And it's the old story. It's a, you know, it's a joke, but, you know, that's the way of those words. Well, no one wanted this mission, and it turns the thing, and the admiral said, wait a minute. What's wrong with us? This is the actual sentence from the, you know, the admirals and rear admirals. He said, we've got a guy. His name is Parker. He's over there in the thing. This guy is a genius. He has figured out stuff in the thing. He, and he's hot secret, and we've got him under another mission. Let's have him do this, see? So, in other words, that was the beginning. And so that's where this begins. I've been able to, over the past years, to identify seven soldiers, five of them Americans, and one Dutch, and the other one is a Russian, over a period of time for identification and missing in action. But this is not your Ma and Pa's DNA, and this is not your Ma and Pa's project. And so we went into the process of, you have your DNA, which is your adenine and the guanine and the cytosine and the thymine, and which are organized in helical strands, which are familiar, which we've talked about in this program extensively for the advanced determination of biomarkers in cancer. But by the way, there are some patients that I'm answering some questions of today on the air concerning their situations. I put them in clinical trials for them that relate to this subject. And you'll know your answer during the three-hour live program, and which I'm very happy to do. But keep in mind, all human cells have a nucleus, and there are two types of DNA. So you have a nuclear DNA, which is found in the center of the cell. And then you have a mitochondrial DNA, and that's found in the mitochondria of the cell. Now, these types of DNA, they can be used for identifications. But you see, one of the problems that you have, for instance, from bone and tissue, in the water and under the sea, and particularly in wetlands, and this type of thing. This is one of the things I was arguing about the farms that had been taken over by the U.S. government, is that because they want eminent domain and take over the water for the fracking, which was one of the main projects in the upper part of New Mexico, by the way, years and years ago, which is part of the extraterrestrial site. But you see, what's called an autosomal DNA, it's designated by AUDNA, is unique to each individual. So it's very difficult to work from family members going backward. In other words, the polymerase chain reaction, the PCR, hadn't been invented, and that is one of the things that presents a real, you know, real problem. So, excuse me. So what we've got is that there's missing service members that have some type of DNA, which is called the MT, mitochondrial DNA, the AUSTR gene structure, or the YSTR, because Y being part of the male chromosome system for a family reference, and that'll vary based upon whom you're trying to identify. So as it stands now, the percentage of missing personnel that have family references where you can trace back from someone who's alive at this moment that's in the second and third generation related to the missing person in a war. For instance, in the Vietnam War setting, it's 81% you can have a match possible within the family member. The Korean War is 89%. The Russian War, the Cold War is 83%. And World War II is running around 4%. So this is another reason that a lot of DNA is being collected around the world in this project. And it's all ongoing to be able to see if you can develop. It's not a question of a family tree. That's academic. We're talking about sections of the mathematical chances of identifying some of the autosomal called AUSTR, which is a short strand of repeat forms of nuclear material, which would have a value. So in other words, for each chromosome, it's called an allele, and it would pass from the parents to children, see? So you have the siblings do not carry or share any allelic information. And this is one of the things of, you know, quests of evolution. And the Y DNA analysis is only possible in the males, of course. And then, of course, you have the mitochondrial DNA that is found in human cells, and you can use that for identification. But it's located in the mitochondria of the cell, which is usually degraded. So my techniques that I'm helping on the big scale to work with this project, which started by someone else in terms of thing to determine Russian bodies in a nuclear torpedo submarine in the 60s. Howard Hughes was very generous. He left a lot of bequests on the Howard Hughes Institute for this, these studies. Howard Hughes never met anyone. He was recluse because he was taking a lot of hard drugs for his malady. Very brilliant. He still was able to function. His attorneys were very beyond attorneys. It was one of my pleasures in life to be involved in that with that circle. And to this day, it's something I think about all the time. Working on about 4,000 cases right now. So this brings us to 9/11. You see, the ashes of 9/11 contain human bodies. No one can find the mixture, the correct to find to isolate out the bodies. And so I'm included onto the 9/11. Public doesn't realize that there were really more than 3,000 people that died or were affected by this Islamic terrorist attack. So it's one of my arguments in terms of the 9/11 bill in front of Congress is that not only does the family should have the right to go to court for their personal interest of the fact, but see, there are children out here that are not being covered. Those children are having babies. They've had those, they come in, they no one understands. How do you tell a legacy to someone that you haven't identified, you see? So the thing is that where I see this is that remember when I started on RBN, we're talking about the water. It's in chloramine causes health damage. For you to understand how Dr. John Holdren and his group, as the science and technologies are for Obama, were working to depopulate the United States and the Earth by using sterlets in the drinking water was not a joke. And chloramine causes health damage is connected with the MIA POW project. And this is the first time I've mentioned this after all these years of working in it. We're going to come back at the other end of the break. I'm going to take you up another higher bar. Call in number is 512-716-1603.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Parker Pathways. So, in addition to revering what I call heroes, additional heroes on the plains fighting the Islamic terrorists, and the people that have thoughts like this, you see, to be able to take airplanes and crash them into other areas for the sake of being part of a master plan. And that's the truth of that. Overriding the government is placing in that on the identification of people at the 9/11 whole composite, of people, that died, and to be able to see if you can identify some of them. In fact, many of the spots at the 9/11 site, they're building all types of things. They're building complexes, Flower Center, Liberty Plaza, for the soldiers that have died since 9/11, fighting these rotten people. And it's but buried within the structure, the foundation, are vats of ashes of people. And someone asked me just this past week, they said, "Well, Captain, how many people do you think you'll find in your life? Because we know you're involved in that." And I said, "Well, it's taken years to identify 7 people. You have to get bodies from the bottom of the ocean, and of course, the Howard Hughes Trust, of course, has taken the Glomar Explorer out, and it is mining for manganese nodules now, which was the intention in the first place. But there's a project going on, and to try to solve some of these issues that we're discussing here. And I would say that if I can, in my lifetime, can identify 20 people, I'll feel as if I've achieved something. And here we're talking about thousands of people. We're talking about, we have 3,000 that they tell the public it was a 9/11. It's far greater than that. And then the other soldiers that died in the World War II and the Cold War, which is almost equal to the combination of the Vietnam and Korean War combined. People don't realize that either. And so I'm expanding this project, and I've been offered a lot of, you know, compensation by the government to do it, and I have refused it. To make it legal, they pay me $1. And the dog was paid to me a long, long time ago. And I have it framed. We're going to see you on the second of a 3-hour live program coming up. And you stay tuned for Parker Pathways. And we'll try to expose you to a few more wrinkles of reality. Call in number is 512-716-1603 or 6627 or 1883 or 1897. 512-716-1897. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.